The Battle of Alberta, baby. We're getting a Battle of Alberta playoff series for the first time since 1991. Let's get into that.
Your Locked On Oilers, your daily podcast on the Edmonton Oilers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome back to Locked On Oilers podcast. I'm your host and former Game Day Oilers producer, Brett Holden, and we are getting the first Edmonton Oilers versus Calgary Flames Battle of Alberta playoff series for the first time since 1991. Oh my goodness, what a day, what a world, what a time to be alive. We will get into what the Oilers need to do well and what they need to do better from the LA Kings series to really excel and succeed against the Calgary Flames in the next series. Plus, let's get it started with the greatest player in the world, Connor McDavid. But first, this episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online has you covered with this season with more props, odds, and lines more than ever before. Bet Online, where the game starts. You are listening to Locked On Oilers podcast. Thank you so much for making Locked On Oilers your first listen every day. We are free and available wherever you find your podcasts. And we're on YouTube. Hello, YouTube. How's it going? I feel like every time we get on here after an Oilers playoff game, we should have breathing exercises as we need to unwind. And we have so much to talk about all the time. This is insane. So first, let's talk about Game 7. As obviously this weekend, Game 7 did happen for the Oilers. We would be remiss not to talk about it because the Oilers had an amazing game, especially Connor McDavid. Connor McDavid proved why he is the greatest player in the world. A goal and an assist for 2 points. He had the assist on Cody Ceci's game-winning goal. And his goal, Connor McDavid's goal, was like watching a beer league ringer come in for his buddy's team and just go out there and skate circles against the other team. It was insane. Like, Sean Durzi even just gave up on the play. He was just like, I'll watch this guy do Connor McDavid. I'm just going to let him do his thing. I couldn't believe it, honestly. I genuinely couldn't believe it. Plus, Connor McDavid set the tone early for the Edmonton Oilers. We talked about in previous episodes just how much Connor McDavid's physicality really, really, really means a lot to the Edmonton Oilers. We've seen guys like Ryan Nugent-Hopkins also end up stepping up. And he's also said, numerous Oilers have said as well after press conferences, saying when the best player in the world, when your captain is going out there and getting physical and forcing the issue, well, that drives you to go and do the exact same thing. Make sure you're going out there and making it difficult to play against the other team. And Connor McDavid went out there from the first shift of Game 7 and hammered Sean Durzi. Ripped him a new one. Almost hit of the series, honestly. And he went out there and set the tone. 4 hits for Connor McDavid in that game, 3rd in the game for the Oilers, or 3rd on the team, for Game 7. Zach Cassian and Josh Archibald, the other two above him. I mean, who did you think it was going to be? Let's be real here. But Connor McDavid was the only other guy that was throwing hits, but the only other guy other than those two that would be on that list. Connor McDavid was on the ice for 26 goals that the Oilers scored in the series against the Kings. The guy went out there and proved why he is the best player in the world, not only in Game 7, but in every single game the Oilers showed up in and needed to win. I mean, let's throw Game 5 out the window, Game 4 out the window, where they lost 4-0. I mean, Connor didn't score a goal. No, there was no points. Let's be real. Nobody was going to score a goal and get any points out of that game. But Connor McDavid in every other game in this series had multiple points. Multiple. He had 4 goals, 10 assists for 14 points in 6 games. Excuse me? Now let me get my notes out here. He is the fourth Oiler ever to record 10 plus assists in a series. You know who the other three are? I think you could probably guess with a little bit of constructive thinking. It is Wayne Gretzky, Mark Messier, and have you ever heard of Paul Coffey? Yeah, those are the only other three guys that have ever scored 10 or more assists in a playoff series. The fourth, Connor McDavid. Yeah. Yeah, he's pretty decent, hey? He's not too bad. In game 7, he on 5 on 5, he assisted 14 shot attempts. So we talked a whole bunch about how Philip Deneau was really the guy that was really going to force the issue for the Oilers, really going to shut down Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid. And for the most part, Philip Deneau was fantastic at doing that. And then the Oilers started piling up Connor and Leon, and you're not going to exactly put out Philip Deneau in 1-2 minutes. All the power to Philip Deneau, full respect to Philip Deneau. He is a fantastic defensive shutdown forward. But you're not going to play him against Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl. Well, Connor McDavid played 27 minutes and 23 seconds in game 7. I'm sorry, but you're not going to be taking those minutes away from an Anze Kopitar, Mario Kempe, and Adrian Kempe. Excuse me. The entire series. I've done my best to not call Adrian Kempe Mario Kempe, which is his brother. But of course, it slips out on the last game. So I apologize for that. Anyways, yes, you are not going to take those minutes away from those guys. You're not going to take the minutes away from, because honestly, guys like Carl Grundstrom, Arthur Kaliev was really coming along at the end of that series. You're not going to take those minutes away from those guys. And Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl really, really forced the issue. And Philip Deneau was not on the ice. In fact, to start the second period, Philip Deneau's first shift didn't come against Connor McDavid or Leon Draisaitl. He was actually playing predominantly against Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. And then the Oilers scored. let's be real here. Connor McDavid was Connor McDavid. And I have to reset here. I'm going to look into the camera and be genuine here. In 2015, when the Edmonton Oilers back in 2015, when the Edmonton Oilers won the draft lottery, this was the exact moment that Oilers fans and Connor McDavid and the Oilers organization and even the NHL was expected to see and expected him to perform in. And guess what happened? Connor McDavid proved to everybody why he is the best player in the world. Simple as that. But in a playoff series, it's not just one guy. It's not just one guy. So what do the Oilers need to do to move past the Calgary Flames in the second round? Well, I'll tell you all about that in just a bit, but first let me tell you about our partners at BetOnline. BetOnline continue to be the number one source of all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds and sports developments, including this year's NHL hockey playoffs, baby. Yeah, we're going to get Battle of Alberta odds. Yeah. You heard. Plus, Major League Baseball's in full swing. The Pittsburgh Pirates won a game this weekend while being no hit. They were no hit and still won the game. Could you imagine what the odds were for that? I don't think that's ever been done. That is insane. Next season's NFL futures have been out now as they did release their schedule last week. Bet Online is your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, from live betting to playoffs to esports and much more. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action. Bet Online, where the game starts. as I reach over to go grab my notes. If you are watching on YouTube and wondering why I'm moving all over the place, I'm a speedy boy. No, I have my notes all over the place, so I'm sorry. Let's move on to what the Oilers need to do and what they did well, actually, in the LA Kings series, and transition that into the Calgary Flames series. The first thing that the Oilers did well in the LA Kings series was taking shots, especially in games that they would go on to win. The Oilers outshot the Kings in Game 7, 41-29. Throughout those periods, they outshot them 10-7 in the first, and then in the second, 24-11? Excuse me? That was Calgary Flames, Dallas Stars numbers there. They put up like 70 shots on Jake Oettinger. That was insane. Anyways, we're not talking about them. The Oilers, every single time they had a successful game against the LA Kings, they made Jonathan Quick uncomfortable. They moved him from post to post. They got into his face. They kept firing shots from everywhere and really forced the issue around the crease. And the Oilers need to do that against a very solid, fantastic goaltender who seems to have the Oilers' number in Jacob Markstrom. Jakob Markstrom, as they used to call him when he was first drafted, the J is silent, has been a fantastic goaltender, and obviously he has had numerous Vezina Trophy odds and trophy nominees. He is a fantastic goaltender, and the Oilers were trying to splash for him in his free agent year as well. Unfortunately for the Oilers, the Flames were able to dole out a couple more million dollars than the Oilers were able to. But if the Oilers are able to get in Markstrom's face, make him uncomfortable, move him from post to post, and make sure they're getting the shots from anywhere they basically can to force the issue, they are going to be just fine. I promise they will. Okay? I promise. I shouldn't be promising so much. I don't want to break a promise. But if they do that, they will have the success. The next thing is their physicality. The Oilers, every single time the Oilers were physical, the LA Kings were uncomfortable. As we mentioned, as soon as Connor McDavid threw that hit on Sean Durzi in the first period, it was over. It was done. As Vince Carter put it in his famous dunk in the dunk contest, it's over. It's done. If the Oilers are able to throw the body with a physical team like Calgary, we talked about just how physical Calgary can be, and they were physical in a very, very spicy series against the Dallas Stars. But the Oilers, when they were physical, when they were getting the crowd into the game, they were unstoppable. They were unstoppable, and you could feel a goal coming from a mile away when the Oilers got banging bodies, were first to the puck, were getting pucks off of guys. In Game 7, the Oilers had 19 takeaways to the LA Kings 3. That has a lot to do with the physicality, especially with guys like Kyler Yamamoto, who's not exactly the tallest guy in the world, but he gets underneath guys, especially underneath a guy like Nikita Zadorov. He gets underneath guys and forces the puck out of the corner and gets the puck to guys like Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, insert name here. That is massive for the Oilers when they are able to get physical, make the Calgary Flames and the opposition uncomfortable, and really force the issue. Now, I know I keep wanting to call them the LA Kings because I've been in such a little hole of calling them or saying the LA Kings for the last 2 weeks. Now I have to transition into saying Calgary Flames. For the Calgary Flames, they are a physical team, and they love to bang bodies. I mean, they have guys like Matthew Tkachuk. They have guys like Nikita Zadorov. They love to hit. I mean, I haven't even mentioned Milan Lucic yet. So they have guys that really love to bang bodies, and the Calgary Flames are very good at it. But the Oilers, when they are doing it, hey, I'm looking at you, Evander Kane. I'm looking at you, Zach Cassian. I'm looking at you, Josh Archibald. Those are guys who are going to be going out there and banging bodies. Heck, even Brett Kulak can go out there and bang bodies next to the best of them. And Brett Kulak used to be a Calgary Flame, so he might have a little chip on his shoulder being from Stoney Plain. Plus, the next thing that the Oilers need to do to make sure they have any sort of success is make sure Mike Smith is dialed in. I know that's not really a team thing. That is more of a Mike Smith thing, but they got to make sure, and Mike Smith got to make sure that they're into the game. Mike Smith is going to be an X factor going into the Calgary series. Calgary loves to shoot the puck. They're just like LA, where they'll shoot the puck from anywhere and get the ugly goal. That is fine. The Oilers have to be able to contain what comes out from the shots that the Flames end up throwing out there. The Oilers need to make sure that they're getting in the way of those shots, however. I mean, you got guys like Chris Russell, Duncan Keith. Darnell Nurse will block a shot. He is a big shot blocker for the Edmonton Oilers. You got guys like Brett Kulak, Cody Ceci, who will go out there and block shots and put their body out on the line. The Oilers have guys who are going to help prevent the puck getting to Mike Smith. But when the puck does eventually get to Mike Smith, it's on Mike Smith, baby. And I say that with a scared little look in my face because I watched a lot of Oilers games. And I've watched a lot of Oilers games with Mike Smith in the net. If you're an Oilers fan, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Because it's not exactly the most comfortable feeling. Yeah, it's not exactly the most comfortable feeling at all. As Mike Smith said after game one, after his mess up in game one, that he kind of admitted that it cost them the game. Let's be real, it did cost them the game. After his mess up in game one, Mike Smith was locked in, especially in every game that the Oilers won since then. Two shutouts for Mike Smith in the series. Half of the games that the Oilers won in the series, Mike Smith got a shutout. Now, the other thing is that the last time that the Oilers and the Flames played, the Flames put 9 past Oilers goaltenders. And I say Oilers goaltenders because both Mikko Koskinen and Mike Smith played in that game. Woo! That's not great. That is not fantastic. Actually, not at all. So that is exactly what the Oilers need to do to make sure that they have success between the LA Kings series and the Calgary Flames series. It's going to take a while for me to get comfortable saying LA, changing from LA to Calgary. But yes, those are the few things that the Oilers need to do well. Get shots and make Markstrom uncomfortable. Bang bodies and stay physical. And Mike Smith, please turn up. Let's show that old man strength. I'm sorry. I don't want to say it. I didn't want to say it. I just know that a lot of people call him the old man strength, or call it the old man strength. I'm not calling you an old man, Mike. I promise. I appreciate you. Let's go into the few things in the final period of today's episode, into the few things that the Oilers need to do better from the LA Kings series into the Calgary Flames series. But first, I want to tell you about our partner, Built Bar. Now, just close your eyes for a second and imagine dipping your finger into a plastic tub of birthday cake frosting and then opening your eyes and realizing it was only 150 calories and 16 grams of protein. That is exactly what it's like to eat birthday cake puff from Built. I just got my order of birthday cake puffs, and I've never had anything like them. Go and get yours today. I honestly can't promise that they'll be there tomorrow. They are only a limited time offer. So make sure you go on to built.com and get those. And if you haven't tried the puffs, I'll let you in on a little bit of a secret, because that's what friends do. A chocolate-covered marshmallow protein bar. Yeah, you heard me right. It is delicious, flavored marshmallow covered in 100% real chocolate. Yeah, all Built puffs are covered in 100% real chocolate. That means that with Built, you can eat healthy and actually enjoy doing it. It actually tastes good. And they are made from collagen proteins, which your body absorbs much more efficiently and provides tons of health benefits. Go to Built.com and get your birthday cake puffs now. And while you're over there, you can use the code LOCKED15, no on, just LOCKED1515 to get 15% off your next order at Built.com. That is LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order. Okay, Oilers fans, Let's take our breath. If you have something to drink, let's take a sip. Okay. Final period of today's episode has been very positive. Today's episode has been very positive, but the final period is going to be the things that the Oilers need to work on. So it may not necessarily be the most positive section or preview that we've ever done, but we are getting the first ever, well, not the first ever, but we are getting the first Battle of Alberta since 1991 in the playoffs. 1991, man. I wasn't even born. I was born in 1996. If you take a look at the Oilers roster, there's not going to be a lot of other guys that have been born when the last time these two teams played. If I had to guess, probably Mike Smith and Duncan Keith. That's just off the top of my head. But it's going to be something new for a lot of these guys. So what do the Oilers need to do that they didn't do in the LA Kings series to make sure that the Calgary Flames series goes just as well as those 80s series did for the Edmonton Oilers? The first thing is the Oilers face-off wins, man. They were bad in game seven. And when the Oilers, they, not only in game seven, all throughout the series, the Oilers, whenever they lose a faceoff, it's a problem that and this doesn't only go for the Oilers. This goes for hockey in general. When you're losing faceoffs, you are just giving the puck to the other team. You're just there's a faceoff and you just go, here, have it. I don't care. You go around, play with the puck. I mean, it did help that the Oilers had 19 takeaways, but you can't have that every game. Sorry, you can't. And the Calgary Flames are a team who loves possession. Teams under Daryl Sutter just play that old-time type of hockey, and they are going to punish you, whether that's with or without the puck. They have big guys. They are going to get the puck to the net, and they are going to force the issue. And if they have the puck, well, I'm sorry, but it's going to be tough to get them off it. So as soon as a play starts off of a faceoff, the Calgary Flames are going to have the puck on their stick. I'm sorry, but you might as well go back down the freeway and go home and sleep in your beds, because it's just not going to go easy or well for you as an Edmonton Oiler. Sorry, it's just not. The second thing that the Oilers need to do better in game or in the Calgary Flames series from the LA Kings series is their physicality. Yes, I mentioned that the Oilers' physicality has been a strong suit for the Oilers, but when they're winning, the Oilers' physicality wasn't there in games 4 and 5, and it showed, and the Oilers almost were eliminated because of it. The Oilers showed almost no fire in their bodies, in their guts, in games, especially in game 4. You got to go out there no matter what the score is, no matter what anything is. You need to go out there and from the get-go, hit, bang, bodies. Be physical, be an issue. Go out there and make a play. Connor McDavid did that from the first puck drop, from the first shift of the game, and the Oilers won the game 2-0 in a game that, while it may have been a close to nothing game, as soon as the Oilers took the 1-0 lead, it felt like it was over, because the Oilers were overbearing for the Kings until the third period because they were physical. If the Oilers play the Flames game as well or even better than the Flames do, then they're going to win. And that starts with the physicality. Everybody knows we want a physical Battle of Alberta, and we are going to get it. And especially if the Oilers can do it well, the Oilers will win this series. They will. If they have if they are more physical than the Calgary Flames, and if they out-grit the Calgary Flames, they will win the series. Next is getting those shots. They got to make sure they get those shots. They got to get those shots, especially in the games that they lost. They got outshot. They got outworked. The LA Kings and the Calgary Flames are just like each other, where they like to get shots from anywhere, and they'll start to force the issue afterwards. And if the Oilers are going to make sure, if the Oilers are going to win games, they have to get those shots on Jacob Markstrom. They just have to. They have to. We've already been over the shots, so I don't want to get oversaturate, I guess, the shots. But the shots are important for the Oilers. And finally, the most important thing for the Oilers to have success against the Calgary Flames in the second round is early starts. Let's go out there when the puck drops and play a full 60 minutes, guys. Let's not play 50 or 40 or 20, 30. The puck drops at 7:30 on Wednesday. Go out there and play from 7:30 until the last horn goes. You need to have a big start. The Oilers, even though they didn't have a big start in Game 7, the Oilers went out there, forced the issue, got energy, got a hit from their captain, and the fans were in it from the start. In every single game from the last series, the first goal of the game between the Oilers and the Kings, whoever scored first won the game. So for the Oilers, the number one thing to do to have success between the Calgary Flames and the Edmonton Oilers in the second round is an early start. Get early starts, please, out of anybody. That is going to do it for me today. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Monday. On tomorrow's episode, we're going to dive deeper into the first playoff series between the Edmonton Oilers and the Calgary Flames since 1991, 5 years before I was even born. I can't even conceptualize that. Thank you so much for making Locked On Oilers your first listen every day. For your next listen, make sure you tune in to Locked On NHL from the first round matchups of to each and every single kiss on Lord Stanley's Cup. Locked On NHL covers the playoffs like no other. Hear the latest news and opinions from local experts every Monday to Friday. It is free and available wherever you get your podcasts, and they're on YouTube as well. I'm on today's episode to talk about the Game 7 and what the Oilers need to do to have success in the Kings or in the Calgary Flames episode, or excuse me, against the Calgary Flames, I should say, in that episode. There we go. I am just joining words all over the place. I feel like that's a sign that we should just call it here. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Monday, and I hope you had a wonderful weekend, Oil Country. The Oilers are on to the second round, and we're playing the Calgary Flames, the Battle of Alberta, for the first time since 1991.